Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Carew moves to second. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive towards short. Duffy catches it and throws to second to double up Carew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smalley moves to second. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norwood strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Smalley moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive towards third. Wolf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Remy hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales scores. Smalley moves to third. It's Twins, 3, Red Sox, 3. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Marshall now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cusick moves to third. Bob Stanley now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-4 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Cusick scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.